Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, she and her husband Henry take us on a tour of their place in Moult. Warning, it's complicated.
This is only a half a load here, and that's a full load up there. We kind of got the most marketable stuff up here. And then as we go down the feedlot, the lambs get lighter. People are gonna try to push these lambs to get them ready for Christmas. Everything that I got held back down there, we're trying to slow grow kind of, but keep condition on them for having them ready for Easter.
That's Henry explaining the system he uses for sorting his lambs. Some are his, but most aren't. In recent decades, the U.S. started importing wool and lamb from places like Australia and New Zealand. A lot of American sheep ranchers got out of the business or converted their large herds to small flocks. Henry actually did the opposite. He snaps up these disparate lambs, all 30 to 40,000 of them annually, the light ones, the lame ones, the long-haired ones, sorts them, and sells them on.
I went to three different producers last week that didn't have full semi-loads of lambs, so I would buy 450 lambs.
By selling lambs to Henry, small producers sidestep the 3% commission charged by sale barns, as well as the traffic and the weather to get there for, say, a Monday sale. The Hollenbecks market lambs to the so-called ethnic market, the lucrative and growing population of Muslim, Jewish, Hispanic customers on the coasts and Great Lakes primarily, who prefer to slaughter animals themselves or who have preferences in animal size, gender, and age.
A lot of hair stuff, goats, all your off breeds and that, Dorpers and stuff that they just don't get as big as these ones. And dollars wise, it's better to market them ethnic versus going conventional. It's kind of like a roaster for the ethnics where they'll take a whole carcass, but it'll just be a 70 pound lamb versus getting them to 160.
The newly weaned lambs are bulking up on beet pulp from the Billings Sugar Refinery. Some will enter the ranch's feeding program, and others, like those destined to be on the Easter and Passover tables, will ship to feedlots in eastern South Dakota and Iowa, where Henry keeps half ownership while they fatten. None of this would be possible without help from the Peruvian sheep herders the family employs. The six shepherds are here under the H-2A visa program that allows U.S. employers to bring foreign workers to fill temporary agricultural jobs.
It's very hard to get people, one, to even work for you out here in the middle of nowhere, but two, that are experienced with sheep. There's not a workforce in America that knows how to work sheep, and these guys that we get from Peru, it's second nature to them. They know what to look for. They know how to be around sheep. We don't speak a lot of Spanish. I consider myself the most knowledgeable in the Spanish language, which is nothing to brag about because I learned it in Spain. But nonetheless, we get by. They kind of learn a little English. We kind of learn a little Spanish, and we have a ranch Spanglish, I guess you could call. And Mike and Henry use a lot of hand signals, but we make it work.
During the summer, the shepherds travel with the sheep all over Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota. They live singly in camper trailers way, way out there on the range.
A lot of people think that, you know, that would be a crazy way to live for a summer, but they love it.
Somebody will take the guys' food and water every week and check in to see what they're up to. Not that they have to.
I think most of them all have Facebook pages now, and that's how I always know they're doing all right, because they'll post pictures here and there of sheep or the horses or driving the truck around or something. It's pretty fascinating.
Next week, breeding season begins at the Hollenbeck Ranch.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.